In one of my favorite cartoons, two fleas are on the back of a dog. One says to the other, "Sometimes I wonder if there really is a dog."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
In church one Sunday, our pastor got talking about the rapture of the church, when many believe Jesus will return to gather his saints and whisk them skyward. My mind got wandering. I thought, how many in this church will go? Ed Weaver is 85. He lives his faith, tells others about it, and sings contemporary worship songs, calling them wonderful. He'd go up in the rapture, that's for sure. He'll blow the roof off this place. But there are some unlikely candidates, though I won't name them. When the rapture starts, will people have time to grab hold of folks like Ed Weaver in hopes they can hitch a ride up? I thought about our Maltese Shih Tzu dog that was discounted because its teeth are crooked. If the rapture happens, who will take care of my dog? I mentioned my thoughts to a good friend, and he said that an atheist has a website promising to graciously take care of my dog in the event of the rapture, and for a price. I found the site and contacted him. This is what I wrote. "Dear atheist friend, my Maltese Shih Tzu dog is 10. Does your lifetime guarantee last for the life of my pet or for my earthly life? I see that additional pets are $15 each. Would this apply to goldfish or would you consider a group price for a bowl of them? Thanks." Roger replied with good humor. "Hi, Phil. I sense a degree of enthusiasm that I could literally cut with a knife. Sorry, we cover your pet rescue contract for 10 years. I recommend you flush those fish and save money." He told me he has written a book about Christians and I should check it out online. So I sent another note to Roger. "Congrats on the book, Roger. I've written some myself. I'm a follower of Jesus who's not always a big fan of what I see in some of our churches. Christians are like manure. We do pretty well when we're spread out, but we stink badly when you pile us together too long. All the best to you and yours." I received the nicest note in response, and we've exchanged books now and kept in touch. One day he admitted to me, "I've met some horrible Christians and some wonderful ones. There are more like you than there are like them. Next time you're on the coast, I'm taking you out for lobster." Roger calls himself an anti-theist. He loves to send me examples of Christians who have messed up. I tell him, "You know, you're not going to have to look far. Those who name the name of Christ don't always follow him. But you'll find awesome Christians. Much of what we see depends on what we're looking for." I'd love to tell you he changed his mind and loves Jesus now, but God is the one who changes minds and hearts, not me. I'm trying to see this dear guy not as a potential notch in my gun, just a guy Jesus loves. Yes, he's angry, he's bitter, but he's thoughtful and intelligent. His eternal destiny is not my responsibility, but loving him is. Maybe you have a Roger in your life. There are four things that can make all the difference. First, be loving, of course. And be yourself. You don't have to be all smiles, no problems, all answers, no questions. And be real. Most guys like Roger have a high setting on their baloney detector. And also, be prepared. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." First, be loving, and then be yourself. Be real and be prepared. And if you can, be funny. Humor is endearing. Those around us need to see our joy. And never stop praying to the God of hope. Next time you see a Gap t-shirt coming, you remember what it stands for. God answers prayer.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace." To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.